Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
This is a journey into sound.
Fellas, I'm ready to get up and do my thing.
Oh, yeah.
Let's get it on. It's time to get down.
I know you're going to dig this.
Hello and welcome to the 100 Greatest R&B Songs. My name is BJ Berry, and these are the greatest R&B songs of all times, and as well the stories behind them. So let's get started. Today we feature Janet Jackson. That's the way love goes.
Like a moth to a flame burned by the fire. My love is blind, can't you see my desire? That's the way love goes.
It's 1991, and Janet Jackson had just signed a $40 million contract with Richard Branson of Virgin Records. Before she left for vacation, Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis had given her some demos to listen to. 2 weeks would pass. Janet would return. It's now 1 o'clock in the morning, and the doorbell rings at Jimmy Jam's house in Minneapolis. It was Janet Jackson standing at the door. She asked Jimmy, "Jimmy, are you awake?" And Jimmy answered, "I am now." She then said, "I've got the concept," and that's how this song really begins. While on vacation, she explained to Jimmy that she just couldn't stop listening to this song. She was mesmerized by it. And she tells Jimmy that the song is called "That's the Way Love Goes." She sings the hook, they build the lyrics, and the rest is history. Of course, there were other issues. What Janet wanted to do with her next album was simply grow up and completely change her musical direction. She wanted to be taken seriously as an artist, and she wanted to share her femininity. She no longer wanted to be seen as Little Penny from the TV show Good Times or seen as Michael Jackson's little sister. And remember, Janet was also raised as a Jehovah's Witness. What would Mama Catherine and Papa Joe think? After all, this was their baby girl. Here's little Janet at home back in 1978, hanging out with her brothers Randy and Michael, playing percussions on a jam session. They were working on a new song that Michael had just written. Janet was only 12. So now we fast forward to 1993. Janet was about to record her fifth album entitled simply Janet. When Richard Branson sent his Virgin executives to Minneapolis, Jackson and her producers first played a rough cut of the song If for them. The executives felt that this would be the first release from the album. They loved it. However, Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis, along with Janet, had some other ideas. They wanted the first release to be That's the Way Love Goes. Janet called the song relaxed and carefree, easy, fun, soft, and seductive. And this is where the highest paid female on the planet wanted to go, which was a big risk for Sir Branson. To understand the risk, you had to first understand her previous success that she created for A&M Records on her first four albums. Janet first started out with the production team of Bobby Watson, he was the bass player for the band Rufus and Chaka Khan, and Renee and Angela, a husband and wife production team who too had a few hits of their own. And back to Bobby Watson and the band Rufus and Chaka Khan. Hear that drummer? That's John Robinson. He would later become Quincy Jones' main studio drummer. He would also happen to be the drummer on most of Michael Jackson's hits. This is Rufus in 1979. And this would be Janet's first single produced by that crew in 1982.
Make
Janet continued, the album Dream Street was released in 1984, and then the next two albums would change things forever. In 1986, Control. And then in 1989, she released Rhythm Nation 1814. So, after all of that success, we come back to the risk factor. Why would anyone want to fix something that is producing hit after hit? Richard Branson and Virgin Records had just paid Janet $40 million, and that was just a down payment. But Janet could care less. She wanted That's the Way Love Goes to be the first single representing the new Janet Jackson. Janet said throughout the recording sessions of that album, that was her favorite song. They would listen to it again and again. So what exactly was it about that song, and how did Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis create that vibe? It had this chill groove that allowed sensual vocals to just lay right on top of it. The song itself was fairly simple. It contained two samples. The 1974 sample of James Brown's Papa Don't Take No Mess. And the 1973 release of a Honey Dripper song called Impeach the President. When you put those two songs together and a few more instruments, that's pretty much it. But it was Janet's sensual voice that took things to a whole new level. That's the Way Love Goes hit number one almost worldwide. In the US, UK, Canada, Australia, New Zealand, Hungary, South Africa, Japan, Europe, and the list goes on. It also went on to receive many awards, including a Grammy Award for Best R&B Song, the Billboard Award for Top R&B Single, and an MTV Award for Best Female Video. The album Janet remains one of only seven albums in history to produce six top 10 hits on Billboard's Hot 100 charts, including, of course, That's the Way Love Goes. This song went on to inspire a generation of artists like Britney Spears, Alicia Keys, Nelly Furtado, and even Destiny's Child. It was really a game changer. 6 years after its release, Billboard ranked the song as the 13th biggest pop hit of the past 45 years. It was one of the longest reigning hits of 1993. Topping at number one for 8 straight weeks. To date, it's the longest-running number one single of any member of the Jackson family, and that would include Brother Michael. And he, too, had a few hits of his own. Let's just close by saying that Little Penny came out, and when she did, the whole world knew about it. Janet Jackson had blossomed into a beautiful young flower, and that's the way love goes. You've been listening to the 100 Greatest R&B Songs of All Time. Before we let you go, we'd like to remind you to subscribe to this podcast. Check out our playlist on Apple Music, Amazon's Alexa, and Spotify. And while you're there, make a song request. Go to 100GreatestR&BSongs.com. And the beat goes on. We'll see you the next time.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.